Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to an all-new season of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. This season, we're diving into some of the most unusual missing person cases, from the shocking disappearance of Charlie Ross to the American Dyatlov Pass disappearances.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I'm your host, Larry Lees. Today we bring you another Murder Monday with the Pamela Phillips Murder for Hire case involving Gary Triano. But first, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Poddex, for sponsoring this ad or episode. Poddex are a unique tool to grow your podcast and engage with your audience. You shuffle up the deck, ask a question, and let the content roll. You can get yours today at poddex.com and use code TCNS for 10% off your order. That's promo code TCNS for 10% off your order. That link will also be in the description. So let's get on with the story. In 1986, Gary Lee Triano, well-known real estate developer in Tucson, Arizona, made the mistake of his life when he married 28-year-old Pamela Phillips. Triano had been making millions investing in bingo halls and slot machine parlors in Arizona and California. He made his fortune before Congress authorized Native Americans to open full-blown gambling casinos. In 1992, when Triano was broke, his wife of 6 years divorced him. The couple had two children together. Shortly after the breakup, Phillips took out a $2 million life insurance policy on her ex-husband's life. She moved to Aspen, Colorado, where she began working as a real estate agent. It was there that she met and began dating a 44-year-old man named Ronald Young. In 1994, Gary Triano filed for bankruptcy. He was $25 million in debt. He told his girlfriend in July 96 that someone had been following him. At 5:30 p.m. on Friday, November 1st, 1996, after playing a round of golf at the Westin La Paloma Country Club with his friend Louis Rubin, Triano climbed behind the wheel of his 1989 Lincoln Town Car. 8 minutes after pulling out of the country club parking lot, the vehicle exploded and burst into flames. You can see the car right behind me. Investigators determined that someone had wired a large black powder pipe bomb to Triano's car. Detectives had no idea who this person was. They questioned his ex-wife, but didn't consider Phillips a suspect in the bombing. Without promising leads, the case quickly went cold. In November 2005, 9 years after the car bombing murder of the ex-millionaire, Tucson detectives caught a break in the form of an anonymous tip. According to the tipster, Pamela Phillips had paid Ronald Young $400,000 to murder her ex-husband. The hitman had been compensated out of the $2 million life insurance payout that had gone to Phillips. FBI agents in Florida uncovered information connecting Young and Phillips in the Triano murder plot. The evidence included incriminating emails between the hitman and the mastermind, detailed records of their business transactions, meetings, and even recorded telephone calls in which the two discussed the murder plot. Ronald Young was charged with first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder. He went into hiding and became a fugitive. In September 2006, FBI agents raided Phillips' house in Aspen, Colorado. On her computer, agents found evidence of her involvement in her ex-husband's murder. However, before she was taken in custody, the murder-for-hire suspect fled the country and took up residence in Austria. Gary Triano's two children, in November 2007, sued Pamela Phillips and Ronald Young for the wrongful death of their father. The plaintiffs were awarded $10 million in damages 2 years later. Then, on October 2008, FBI agents, after Ronald Young was featured on the TV show America's Most Wanted, arrested him in California. The suspected hitman was now 66 years old. Upon his extradition to Arizona, the authorities booked him into the Pima County Jail. The judge set his bond at $5 million. He ended up pleading not guilty to the charges of conspiracy to commit murder and first-degree murder. A jury in March 2010 found Ronald Young guilty as charged. The judge sentenced him to life in prison without the chance of parole. In 2010, government officials in Austria agreed to extradite Phillips to the U.S. on condition she would not, if found guilty, be sentenced to death. Prosecutors in Arizona agreed to this condition, and the fugitive was sent home to face trial. The Pamela Phillips murder-for-hire trial got underway in February 2014 in Tucson, Arizona. Prosecutor Nicole Green portrayed the defendant as a cold-blooded gold digger who hired a former boyfriend to kill the real estate developer for the life insurance money. Defense attorney Paul Eckerstrom painted his client as a victim of overzealous law enforcement. As a successful real estate agent in her own right, the lawyer claimed his client didn't need Triano's insurance money. Regarding the $400,000 she had paid Ronald Young, they characterized the transaction as payment for Young's help in various business ventures. And speculating who may have bombed Triano's Lincoln Town car, Eckerstrom said Gary Triano lived on the edge, the financial edge. He borrowed a lot of money from all sorts of people, many people who might be connected to organized crime. On April 8, 2014, the jury found Pamela Phillips guilty of first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder. On May 22, 2014, the judge sentenced her to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Upon hearing her fate, Phillips turned to the gallery and said three times, "I'm innocent." And that's all we have for today's episode of Murder Monday. Thanks for watching. Let us know your thoughts on this case in the comment section below. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. You can follow us on Twitter at True Crime Never Sleeps or on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps Podcast. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.